Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mean, I don't enjoy failing, and certainly not at the expense of the team. We sent a pretty good guy down that was supposed to pitch in my spot. So, you know, that's not lost on me. And, you know, that's kind of the nature of the game. I think it's important to have that perspective that, you know, the goal is to win. And that takes 26 guys. And the guy who's starting the game on the mound is a big component in going out and winning every day. And so, you know, if I can't be better, I don't need to be out there.
Yeah, there's Spencer Strider. Some honest assessment of his start last night. He certainly did not do a ton to help the team win last night. That's for sure. Put him in a big hole, giving up four runs in the first two innings. They talked about, look, Bryce Elder got sent down so I could pitch, and he was pitching really good. So that sucks too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go back out there in 5 days and hopefully do better. But, you know, I don't think that he's on that list of guys that are start to start. I think he gets to kind of work through it.
Oh, yeah.
But I like that mentality, though.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it, man. I mean, you know, nobody's harder on an athlete than themselves, especially when you're a realist and know that, especially when you're a great player and you're just not up to snuff. You know, I always use the reference when North Dallas Ford is one of my favorite football movies, and they benched Nick Nolte, and the guy, receiver, dropped the ball. He's like, drop it. Elder's up there like, see?
See?
Yeah, see?
Yeah, so I don't have electric stuff.
See? Yeah.
But
see,
I was going
is
six.
Is he leaning back like how Shannon Sharp does with that leaning point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know he's not doing it.
Probably not. But
I know he's not.
At least like a little, like there's like a little bit of competitive,
hell,
you know.
Yeah.
Like I was doing better than that guy.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Again, you know, we understand the difference between the two of them.
Right.
But you know, not that it makes it better. They lost the game. He didn't pitch good to say all of that stuff afterwards. But I like that he said all of that stuff afterwards. Now, next time, just be better.
That's all you got to do. That's all you can do.
I don't want to hear you give awesome answers about how you were bad anymore.
Yeah.
You know? I like it, but I would prefer to never hear it again.
But, you know, it's a thing of being comfortable again. Because he didn't look comfortable at all.
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
And getting back in that comfort zone that he has where we talk about when he's throwing the ball and he's not looking at it, the leg is spinning around.
Mm-hmm.
He's not there.
Nope.
And it's going to take time to get there. And now it's all about, like, how do you compensate for that?
Right.
Score more
runs. Well, it's just so frustrating because it's like, all right, when they're not playing well, the best guys are coming back. And then the best guys come back and it's like, well, it's going to take a little while for the best guys to be themselves.
But the thing
you know
about
what
it,
I mean?
But
It's just all this, like, well, you got to still wait, which it's true.
But it's true. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It is true.
But, like, the way it was talked about when he wasn't in the rotation was like, well, just wait till Spencer comes back.
Right.
And then Spencer comes back and it's like, well, but, you know, he's not going to be himself for a while.
Because you have.
Like, yeah,
but,
when?
But you got to be realistic. But also, it's good to be.
You're right. I understand. I'm just saying, optimistic. Like, we already been waiting.
Right.
And then he came back and got hurt. And then we had to wait some more.
Right.
Now he's back again. Didn't pitch good. So it's like, all right, we'll ramp it up some more. And then maybe, you know, I mean, like, eventually you keep waiting, time goes by.
Yeah, it does.
Stops for no man.
And the thing about it is we got to wait another 5 days for him to come back out there.
Right, and hopefully he's better.
Again,
I think there's a track record to say that he will be.
We've never seen him come off of injury.
Well, we have.
Major.
Because he got Tommy John in college.
Yeah, but we never see it. I didn't know nothing about Spencer Strider or anything like that.
I do think, though, just that, like, the fact that he had that, and then when we saw him, he was this electric guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right. Like,
and this wasn't technically Tommy John surgery, right?
No, but it was elbow surgery. Right. But, you know. You're right. somebody tweet at you?
What?
No, somebody tweeted at us when we called it Tommy John 6 months ago.
Oh, I didn't, you know, I've been erased out.
But here's the thing. Like, okay. I mean, all of that is fine. What he said is fine. What we're talking about is fine. Like, Spencer Strider needs to be throwing the ball 99 miles an hour and striking guys out to be effective.
Yes.
We'll see if he can do it in 5 days.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about it is you got to just look at to see if there's going to be a progression as far as from this, is the next start going to be better? Because if he doesn't get hurt, he's already back to close to where he is. But
probably.
Because he – coming out and thinking about the anticipation, because as fans, we have that anticipation of our favorite players on that. It's even worse for us, for the athlete, because you're so amped up about it, and you want to do so well because you know how long, first of all, you want to do it for yourself because you know how long been since you've been able to do what you love doing. But you also, he knows and understands what fans want and expect of him, and so you want to put on a good show for them. And you got to gradually come back into it.
Right. You just hope over the course of now until September, he's able to work his way back to Cy Young caliber Spencer Strider. I think that would be also a good lesson to just keep in mind when Ronald Acuña comes back is he's not going to look like MVP Ronald Acuña right away.
No.
Hopefully at some point between when he comes back and September, he works his way into that guy. But just because they're back doesn't mean that they're back.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's the guy, but they still got to work their way back to being their best. Here's Roger Goodell talking about NFL players playing flag football in the Olympics.
I think this is news represents a great opportunity for the sport, for the NFL. It's truly the next step in making NFL football and football a global sport for men and women of all ages and all opportunities across the globe. We think that's the right thing to do, and this is a big step in accomplishing that. For our players, we think it's a tremendous opportunity for them to represent their country, to compete for a gold medal, which is the pinnacle of global sports.
Well, I mean, you said it perfectly right there, Roger. This is trying to grow their brand globally.
That's right.
And that's all this is about. Don't get me about no gold medal. This is about putting more money into the pocket. They're trying to take the whole Dream Team 92, whatever, their moniker, how the game has grown globally. Now, it ain't going to grow globally like you're going to put on helmets or nothing like that. You're going to have more guys probably come.
Yeah, that's why you have to do it like this.
That's why you got
to
do it like this. But, yeah, that's what this is about.
Yep.
And, you know, they say you get one player per team, but if you're from another country, you can play for that team, that country's team or whatever, your country's team, if they do have a flag football team. All right. Just don't get hurt. I know they're going to have different stipulations. I know they talk about they want their people to work on or look at the surface that the players are going to be playing on and all those different things like that. I'm just curious if teams are going to allow their top flight players to play in this.
I don't think you can say no.
You can't say no.
But you can strongly encourage them not to.
Because that's, like, then they said they got to try out for the team.
Okay.
Like, how many people are on a flag football team?
I don't know. I don't know how many people make up that roster.
How many people are on a team? How many is it? Five,
ten.
Ten on the field at the same time?
There's just five on the field at once. Okay. And then there's 10 on the team.
Okay. A quarterback, center, two receivers.
But here's the thing. Like, it's not going to be, and maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe it will be. But, like, I doubt that it's going to be Lamar Jackson at quarterback, Ja'Marr Chase at wide receiver, Bijan Robinson or Saquon Barkley.
They keep killing me with that clip, that little still photo they keep showing about the NFL players playing flag football with Bijan's picture.
Oh, yeah?
It's the only good picture they got from the Pro Bowl, I think.
They got Bijan's picture with the flag on it.
Right. Yeah, and look, maybe it will be, and this will be something that the league really leans into more than they already are. The owners voting 32-0. I just think we're in a pretty like safety first era when it comes to big money guys.
Yes.
I don't think you're sending them to the Olympics to try to win a gold medal in flag football.
No.
That doesn't mean that guys that you've heard of won't go. I don't know, maybe. I mean, you got to have a name at least a little bit if you're trying. If the goal is to grow the
thing, I would think that you would want a quarterback that can move.
You have
all those different things,
like Kyler.
Okay,
maybe Kyler
would kick ass.
He would be great at it.
He'd be great at it.
To me, Kyler is the ideal quarterback for that. Now he also has a $200-something million contract.
Yeah.
So the Cardinals are like, pump the brakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Send Penix. Like, no, we don't want to. We don't want
to. Yeah, it would be great to have that. But I mean, hey, they approved it. I mean, it's amazing they can approve. Rightfully so, because it's putting money in their pockets and everything. But they can't figure out what if they want if and how to vote on the tush push, because they just walked out of the meeting.
Yeah.
And what did Diana Reese say? The owners are heading into a privileged session to further debate and vote on the future of the tush push.
What they have to do
with
more?
No vote coming in the general session.
Oh.
Sources say.
Okay.
We all continue to wait.
Okay. Great.
Like.
Well, it's hard because
why?
Well, here's why. Because it's easy to vote on flag football, because flag football, the presentation is, here's how this can make you all money.
Right.
The tush push is like, does it cost us money or make us money?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what to do then. It might not make anybody. Well, it might make money. I'm not sure.
Goodness.
That's everything they do is in the pursuit of more money. Right.
Without a doubt.
Right? Like, so it's like pretty simple if you just look at it from that perspective. That's why the tush push is so complicated. Because are people getting hurt? No, not really.
Not really.
But is it unfair? Kind of, but then you should do it.
They don't have any data, reason data. They're trying to use future data, Andy.
How can you do future data?
They're trying to use it as, well, there could be a catastrophic injury.
Future data is made up.
What the hell are y'all talking about? Damn.
They got Chris Berman in there with the Schwami hat on?
Like, it's unbelievable.
Trying to tell him the future?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
unbelievable that they can't come up with yes or no.
Oh, man. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs as the Oklahoma City Thunder had a very good second half last night. They're up 1-0 in the Western Conference Finals. The East Finals start tonight as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.